This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I want to talk about making bad decisions. Making bad decisions with a good intention. I mean, how many of us have done that? I know I've done it, and I've done it just recently. Choosing maybe not the wisest direction. Choosing a direction that I thought was okay. And it was all based on doing what I thought was a good thing. On good intent. Doing what's just right and reasonable for all concerned. It was a great idea. And I don't know how many of you have been there where you made what ended up later on being a bad decision. But you did it for the right reasons. And I'm there right now. I'm dealing with the situation right now where I made the decision based on good intent, based on a family decision, and the idea of a life that I thought was cool, and the idea of something that I had before, and trying to recreate that. And I don't know about you, but you know, oftentimes when we had certain times of our life that were really good, and they were easier, and it was like an easier time and place, and it's like you want to go back to that, and so you kind of want to like create that environment. You know, and I find that when we do that, it can sometimes really backfire on us. And when we make bad decisions, though, based on the good intentions at heart, we got to kind of look at why we made that decision. What are our true intentions? But better yet, when we have to exit stage right or do something to make the situation better in the best situation, in the best light, even though it might not seem like the best light, we do what's just right and reasonable, but we still beat ourselves up for it. We still beat ourselves up for it because I don't know about you, but when I make a bad decision based on good intentions, I think of everything that I did wrong. I think of everything that I did wrong, that I didn't do, that I thought about doing, but I didn't execute. Everything. I think about how I lacked in my ability, how I really just didn't step up to the plate, and how I screwed up royally. And, you know, some of that's probably true. Some of it I probably needed to do. Some of it, maybe if I would have just tried, maybe it would have come with the same outcome, but I don't know. And, you know, some of it, I'm just probably beating myself up over it. Because, you know, in the end, when we make big decisions, when we do what's right instead of doing what's easy, it can be painful. It can be heart-wrenching. It can be heartbreaking. And I know that if you've been where I'm talking about, you understand exactly what I mean. There's no easy way out. We made our bed, and then we have to lie in it. And we got to figure out basically how to get out of that bed, you know, how to make the bed, and how to do what we can to make right with the situation with everybody concerned. And that can be hard, and it can be challenging, and it can be difficult, especially when you're up against the wall of a situation that happens normally. You know, situations when bad things happen, they happen all at one time. and it makes it overwhelming to figure out, difficult to see the light, and not understand exactly what needs to be done. But also, usually these situations seem almost, huge, like out of control, huge in nature, where we feel overwhelmed and we feel small when dealing with our problems. You know, I find this interesting because when we do the right thing, when we do things with a good intention, and they end up turning out royally not good, it's way different than doing something with bad intent and it turning out bad. I think, you know, obviously you're in the right, and karma's not going to come kill you, but at the same point in time, it makes it even harder. Because you believed that this was all going to work, and you had, you were either based on something that was a necessity, like you were backed up to a wall, and you tried to make the right decision in your life, and you did this, or you were making this decision with the good intent, based on a fairy tale, based on what you thought would happen, based on what you wanted to happen, based on if all the stars and the planets aligned, that this would work out, and it would be awesome. And, well, it just didn't happen. So the first thing I want to talk about tonight is guilt. I find that guilt is, guilt sucks. And I'm one of those first people that'll guilt myself into anything. And I know I am, because I can beat myself up pretty good. I'm really good at it. Really, really good at it. And, it's tough getting over guilt, and it's tough dealing with guilt, because I'm big on the shoulda, woulda, coulda. What if I would have? How come? Why didn't I do that differently? If I would have done that differently, would this outcome have changed? Would it have changed, or would it have been the same? Would it have been a little better? Would it have been a little worse? But I didn't do some of the things that maybe were necessary to at least give this situation a chance. But then I realized that there's other situations, and there's other things going on, and there's other factors in all situations. You have other people's involvement. You have other activity. You have other things that are conjoined in the process. And sometimes it can be unforeseeable when you make a choice until people are actually in the situation. You don't know how people or animals are going to act. We don't know. And because we don't know exactly how people are going to turn out or act or be, we make decisions, and then sometimes they work out, sometimes they kind of do, and sometimes they just don't. But I've realized that guilt can really be something that holds us back. It can be painful. It can be overwhelming. And I don't know about you, but I'm good at guilting myself. I just am. I was brought up that way. I was brought up in the Catholic Church, and, I eventually walked away from the Catholic Church because I figured that I didn't have to conform to one religion or another, and I could still believe in God, and it was okay. But I feel like part of my upbringing was based on guilt. How can you guilt yourself, and how much can you guilt yourself, and what can you guilt yourself on? And how much can you beat yourself down and browbeat yourself all day because you probably deserve it? And it's interesting, like when I look at it right now, it was just happening today. I had to make a decision earlier this week that has completely affected me. And it has made me sad. And some might say it might have caused a little depression. I know that I haven't been eating as much. I think I've lost like 4 pounds in just a couple of days. It's unbelievable how much weight you can lose when you don't eat that much. Not that I kind of needed to lose some weight too, by the way, so I guess that's the one positive that's come from this. But at the same time, it's like you sit there and you look at situations and circumstances, and the one thing that stands out in my mind is that I had an opinion on the situation prior to implementing the situation, and I didn't stand behind it. I didn't stand behind my instinct. And I think the reason why I moved from standing behind my instinct and from really stating my belief is because I really wanted it to work. I thought it was kind of a fairy tale awesome thing. I was like, man, this would be great if this works, And I started buying into it too, and I started drinking the Kool-Aid, and I'm like, this is great. Because I wanted it to be true too. But I remember I'd sit there and think about it over and over again, but then, But then, you know, I was kind of talked into it, and at the same time, I wanted it to be too. And when you work at something for a long time, you know what I'm saying, when you work at something, any relationship or situation that you've worked on for more than 6 months, it's a labor of love. It's intent. And when you get connected to something, whether it's an animal or a person, and you really get connected to them, it's awful to have to let that person or that animal go. It's painful. It's painful. And so you never go into a situation thinking that that's actually ever going to be a possibility. You never go into a situation because you wouldn't go into any other situation like that ever again. I mean, we as humans don't like to have our heart in pain. We don't like to get hurt. We don't like to feel sad. We don't like to feel beaten up. And we don't like to wake up at 4 a.m. feeling like we're completely out of control, lonely, and sad. That's just not what we want. So what do we do? What do we do in the situations where we've made bad choices with a good intent? And that's what I want to talk about tonight, because I think a lot of us fall into this category. We've been there, we've done that, we've worn the t-shirt, we've cried on the t-shirt, we've even blown our nose in that t-shirt because we were too lazy to get a tissue and because we were bawling so much that it didn't really freaking matter. It wasn't like we were winning some sort of beauty contest, right? Yeah. I want to talk about that tonight. I want to talk about guilt. I want to talk about doing the right thing. I want to talk about doing what's right versus doing what's easy. And let's connect tonight. Let's talk about these real things. Get some of the stuff out in the air and really connect. Check out Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play. Check out Ashley Burgess, BERGES.com. Check out the website. Check out the latest shows. Send me a contact sheet. Go to contact page. Send me a message and I'll contact you back in 24 hours. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community? A CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, BERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess, it's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about, you know, making bad decisions based on good intentions. You know, oftentimes we have good intent. We do things, and I would hope that most of the time, I would hope all the time, you make decisions and stuff in your life based on good intent. And that good intention flows throughout your life. Because I know one thing, when we do what's right for everybody, we do what's right as much as you can, you do with good intent. And I know that even if bad case scenarios take place with good intent, you're still okay. But you got to think about, how did I get into the situation and why? And recently I had a situation in my life. And I know some of you follow me on Facebook and you saw me put a post up about how, you know, my heart was heavy. And it still is. It still is by having to make a decision that I didn't want to make. And, you know, I thought about it. I was like, why do I have to make this decision? I mean, I'm living a good life. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not screwing around. I'm not on drugs. I'm not, you know, out of control. I mean, you know, you think about things. It's like, heck, I'm doing the right thing on every level. And how is this happening in my life? Why? Why is this happening in my life? Why is it happening to me? And I know some of you out there are saying the same thing. Ashley, man, you're preaching to the choir. And see, I understand because when, you know, when bad things happen to good people, it sucks. When you do things because you're trying to do the right thing and it backfires on you, that sucks too. And, you know, I wonder how we get into these situations. Later on in the hour, I'm going to be giving some tips on how to minimize getting, how to get out of these situations, but better yet, how to not get in them to begin with. Because I've seen a common denominator. I've seen several common denominators within these situations. And I'm going to be talking about those so you can recognize those in the future. Because oftentimes I found that bad things happen to good people when they actually bring it onto themselves. We actually bring the problems to ourselves. Think about this. Normally the problems in our life are based on the things that we bring to ourselves. Whether it's the choice of living in a certain place, whether it's buying a specific car or taking a job based on one reason or another, on making a move, on getting another dog or a cat or going back to school. The choices we make dictate what happens. And oftentimes when we don't think through that all the way, or we let fantasy take over, or we let the desire for something to happen take over, and we kind of lose perspective, bad things happen to good people. Because eventually the situation that you've chosen is going to fall to pieces. And it's not going to work. And no matter all the good intent you had, and no matter what you tried to do, it's going to fall apart. And I don't know about you, but I think in my heart of hearts, when I get in situations that with good intent I got into, but I feel almost hopeless. I kind of get weird. Like, my things start falling apart in my life. Like, I get a little disorganized. I stop doing certain things. It takes over my entire mental faculties. And I begin to try to ponder it. I don't think it's conscious all the time. And I think you might be in the same boat sometimes, too. Like, when we're dealing with a big issue that's going to come to a head at some point, but we really don't want it to ever go there, and we just hope that everything just stays the status quo, it's like we put our head in the sand and try to avoid what the future holds. Does that make sense? It's like we try to put our head in the sand because we go, well, you know what, if I ignore it, if I ignore the problems, if I ignore the issues, maybe eventually this will go away, but maybe eventually everything's just going to get okay, and it's going to be better, and we're going to be fine. I know some of you are in marriages, or were in marriages, that you just thought, you know, hey, if I just overlook this, or if I don't call her on that, or if I don't, you know, point that out, you know, maybe we can get over this. Maybe this fight is just a one-time thing. You know, maybe this fight is just, maybe the next fight's just a one-time thing. Maybe this was just a series of crazy events that caused us to feel out of control, and we fought, and then one time it got really out of control crazy. But where does it end? Where does it end? Because it looks like it's going down a slippery slope that doesn't have a good ending. But why and how did you get there in the first place? You know, sometimes you wake up and you go, how did I get here? How did it get so out of control? Because I started this with the best intent. I did this for the right reasons. But what do I do now? And you know, it's interesting because of my past and all the stuff that I've been through. My first response is really to, I don't know, like put things back to the way they were before it ever took place. Does that make sense? So it's like the Harry Potter movies where somebody like, you know, like, I can't remember what movie it was. It was some Harry Potter. I don't remember if it was 1 through 9. I don't remember what it was. But anyway, yes, I watched the whole series. Yes, I read the books. Yeah, okay. I'm dating myself right now. Okay, there you go. But there was one of the stories, and, you know, one of the ends up being a teacher at Hogwarts destroyed this house to make it look like it had been ransacked, and then they were going to put it back together to make it all nice and pretty, and that's what happens. And everything went back to its normal state. You know, the chandeliers were fixed, and the walls were fine, and everything was perfect. And that's how I kind of want to do things when I figured out that I've made a bad decision based on good intent. It's like I want to make it like it was before it happened, but people are still going to get hurt. Stuff's still going to hurt, and it's still going to be painful. You know what I'm saying? It's like back when we were kids. You remember when you were kids? No, not kids, but remember when you were able to drive, and you're in high school or college, and you just got your driver's license, and I was kind of a late bloomer, and I was also young, and so I didn't get my driver's license till I was about to start college, so... But I remember when people would get crazy, and like maybe you'd go out and somebody would drink or something. You're like, what are you doing? And they'd get crazy or something happened and you didn't know how to deal with it. What did you do? You didn't leave them on the side of the road. You know, you didn't take them somewhere that they'd ever been. You didn't drop them off. You took them to their parents' house and you let them figure it out because you didn't know what else to do. And that's kind of how I still live my life when I make bad decisions based on good intent. And it's interesting because I feel like you can beat yourself up day after day, month after month, year after year. And in my case, I can beat myself up for 24 hours straight in one day. But it's like, you know, at what point in time do we have to look at all the exterior situations, everybody's involvement, and how do we deal with it? And so take a situation that you're dealing with right now. I think that many people might be in some situation that you're dealing with. That you made a decision that you thought was a good decision, thought it was a good idea, you thought it was going to work out. It's not like you go into these decisions thinking that they're not going to work out ever. You always think it's going to work out fine. Better than fine. Great, really. And you make this decision with the best and best of solid, positive intent. And you go through it. And as you go through it, I find that we kind of try to not see the red flags. We kind of try to make it a fairy tale, and we kind of try to overlook the things that we shouldn't be overlooking. It's like when you're in a relationship with somebody that's not meant to be. You don't sit there and really listen to everything they say. Instead, you know, you kind of use a filter. And your ear and your mind filters out certain things that you really needed to hear, or you really needed to take seriously, or you needed to do more investigation, and you chose not to because you ran with your emotions. You ran with your emotions. And you hear me not say heart, because your heart, being in your heart space, is different from running with your emotions. Emotions are things that cloud our judgment and cloud our honest, conscious perspective that leads to a problem situation that happens. And oftentimes we have an instinct. We have a conscious level where we know exactly what needs to happen in our life. We know what we can't have. We know what's not going to work. And when all that stuff comes to play, when we make a decision against that, what happens? We get hurt. We get sad. We make a bad decision, and we have to clean it up. And oftentimes that leaves us, you know, wounded hearted, sad, depressed, lonely. But at the same time, we have to do the right thing to try to make things work out, because we feel like a failure. We feel like we didn't do the right thing, that we could have done much more, that if just given the chance, we could have created all this stuff. We could have been awesome, but we didn't do it. When I return, I'll be talking more about these situations. I'm going to be talking more about guilt, because I think this is a big player in all these situations. But I think one of the biggest thing is intent, because our intent can get clouded by our choices. But also, we make choices sometimes based on intent that we don't really realize. And that needs to be investigated too, as well as we'll talk about how to minimize these situations from happening in your day-to-day life. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about good intentions. When we have the best of intentions, the purest of intentions, really, we can sometimes make the worst life decisions. We make bad decisions because they're based on something else. They're based on a fairy tale, or they're based on doing what we think is right, or bringing joy into our life, or whatever it is. It's based on something, and it's based on goodness. And the problem is when you base something on goodness and something doesn't work out, it feels painful. It's like, what have I done to deserve this, and why is this happening to me? And I think many of you listening right now can relate. Because some of you are like, I do everything right. I do the right thing. I'm honest with my wife, or I'm honest with my husband. I treat him right. I treat the family right. I do everything that needs to be done. Maybe I didn't make as much money as I wanted to. Maybe I've never made as much money as I wanted to. Maybe I've always been underpaid, but everything else I've been really, you know, doing good at. I've been really responsible at. Why is something bad happening to me? And, you know, you've heard that saying that bad things do happen to good people. Well, this is it. And that's when bad things happen to good people, when we make bad decisions based on good intent. Because I feel that the reason why bad things happen to good people, it's not like they're coming after you, like the evilness of the world. And maybe they are, but I think that to some degree we bring it on ourselves. Well, in every degree, these choices we make, we bring to ourselves, and they can make us hurt. And these choices can make us upset, and these choices can bring sadness. I recently had a situation that took place in my life, and it's very fresh, and it just happened. It just happened. And, you know, I'll have little bouts of crying here and there when I think about it. Because there's not much I can do. I mean, I think about all the things I could have done then. I think about all the things I could have done earlier, and if I would have just done that, would that have changed things? If I would have just done this, could that have worked? You know, if I would have thought less about myself and more about that, maybe that would have worked. Or if I would have just, somebody told me to call that person, maybe I should have called them and they could have helped. But what? It didn't happen, and it didn't work. And it was the best of intent. It was the best of intent. And for a few months, it really seemed like everything was going to work out. Yeah, it wasn't fairy tale. And it definitely wasn't picture perfect. Because in any situation, when you're dealing with a choice that you make with a family, and the whole family makes a choice, the whole family is involved in making that decision and making that choice work. But when you have one dissension in the group, it's hard to offset that dissension. It really is. You know, I've heard of stories of clients of mine when they come in and, you know, when they've adopted a child or you know, they adopted a child and then all of a sudden, like, you know, right after the adoption, they were able to get pregnant. And, you know, there's some jealousy. You know, the same thing as goes when you have an animal, a dog or whatever, and you bring another dog into the house. You don't think about the jealousy factor. You don't think about that. You think about, oh, they're going to have a buddy to hang out with because I want them to be just as happy as I am. But does it turn out that way all the time? No. And when it doesn't turn out the way that you envisioned in it, how does it feel? It feels awful. And when you have to make a change and you gotta let someone go or something go, it's painful. And the more attached you are to this, the more painful it is. And you sit there and you say, but why, God? Why did this happen in my life? Why did this have to happen? Well, we got to look at why we made the decision. We got to look at it, because oftentimes we probably knew what we needed to do. And we probably knew in the middle of making that decision that we were probably making the wrong decision. But at the time, we thought that, you know, a lot of us, like, I know me, love can conquer all, man. And love does conquer most. Love does conquer most things if it's in the right place and it's used properly and it's real love. You know, real heart space, real caring of all things in this universe, of all animals, of all plants, of all humans, of everything. When it's used properly, yeah, it's amazing. But sometimes things are out of your control. And that's the thing that bugs us when we're control freaks. Or, you know, we do the right thing and we go, but why did this happen? Why did this happen this way? God, tell me why. And you sit there and you go, I mean, the best of intent. And so I ask you right now, if you're in a situation that has a lot of these caveats, I want you to sit back and think about how the situation started. I want you to sit back and think about that situation and how it got to where it is. The choices you made, the choices you didn't make, the thoughts and feelings you had when you were making those choices, and what was the reason for it. And I think you can go back and say, you know what? Good intent. Yeah, there might have been some underlying feelings of being bored or wanting more in your life. And looking outside of yourself to have more. And I know that's something that I did. Is I wanted to add to the quality of life. And I thought, if I add this into the equation, then this will be awesome. And this will benefit this and that and that. And everything's going to be happy. And everything's going to be a happy family. But it didn't work that way. And you sit there and you ask yourself, is it because of what I did? Is it because what I didn't do? I mean, because you can beat yourself up. I mean, I work a lot. I have a lot of hours, but I could have done more. But could I? Or could I not? And I think some things are outside of our realm of ability to control. And I know that for a fact. But I think that that happens when we make choices, when we make bad decisions based on good deed, on good intent. But I think it's when we're looking for something more in our life. When we're not content with what we have. And I think sometimes we can't always be content with what we have, because we'd always be content. We'd never work harder for anything. We'd be stuck in our ways. But I think that sometimes we make these decisions, and I think some of you might have made these decisions. Like, I have a client that recently came into my office and decided, you know, this was about 4 months ago, decided that they were going to move. They'd had enough where, you know, where they live, and they were going to move, And I could see the writing on the wall, and as a therapist, you know, I can give advice. But in the end, you got to make the decision. And they made the decision to move. Well, they're back. They're back now, and you know, they found out that when they moved, it wasn't as good as they thought it was. They thought it was going to be a totally different life, and everything was going to be great, and life was going to be awesome, and it wasn't. Because it didn't change anything. Because the problems were really inside. And a lot of times we put forth that power, or we say, you know, but if I just lived here, you know, people could understand me more. It's more of a open-minded society, or people have more of the same values as I do, or there's more of a nature area, and I can do all this stuff. And you get out there and you realize, yeah, there you might be closer to the ocean, or you might be closer to the mountains, but does it change anything? Does it? And I think that's what we have to sit there and ask ourselves: are we making these choices, even though it has good intent, because we need something new, because we want companionship, because we're bored, whatever it is, What are we making these choices for? And are we making the right choice, or are we creating a situation to defer what's really happening, or actually putting a Band-Aid on the real true core situation that might be something that you haven't even thought about? Think about that. And I think we do that a lot. I mean, I know that I put boundaries in my life and roadblocks in my life, and I've done it my whole life, especially when I get the closer and closer I get to another successful level, I do it. Bam. Create another roadblock. Bam. Put something else harder in my life that I have to deal with. Bam. Put so much on my plate that I can't get through it every day. Bam. Do this and do that. And I've done it so long, it's instinctive. And it's interesting how things just, when you do that, you choose things because you're so integrated in that it's the right thing, but it ends up turning out to the really wrong thing. When I return, I'll be talking about how to really minimize being in these situations. How to really turn this down, because the pain and suffering that you go through when we make these bad decisions based on good intent is painful. And I don't like to deal with it that much. I don't know about you, but I don't like to have that heavy heart. I don't like to feel like somebody's standing on my chest. And I like to eat. I don't like to feel like I can't eat. I mean, it's helping my weight right now, but gosh bless. I like to be happy in my life. With every decision, we have to deal with the outcome. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-day challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about good intent. The good intentions we humans have, and we make some bad decisions because of it. We make decisions based on our emotions, on about our needs, our desires. The things that we want. The things that we see on TV. The things that we've had in the past. You know, I recently agreed on a decision, a family decision of getting a second dog, and I have fallen in love with that dog. Yeah. And recently we've had to make a decision, at least right now, that we had to separate the dogs. Because they weren't getting along. There was some issues there. And I get attached to things. I don't know about you, but I get attached to animals. Especially, I mean, this is the cutest little puppy girl you've ever seen in your life. And for 6 months, she's been part of my life. And it's painful. It's painful when you have to sit there and say, you know what, we got to take a break and figure out, is this going to work? Because it's not working. It's just not working. And no matter what you do, it just doesn't work. And maybe it's all, you know, you wish you had done something and you wish you could make some changes, or you wish you had done this, or maybe if you had just done this, maybe if you just hired that trainer or done this or gone to that school, that maybe that would have changed everything. Maybe this wouldn't have happened. Maybe if we could have done this or done that, they could have gotten more along, or maybe it was the way we introduced, or maybe it was whatever. I mean, it can really blow your mind with this stuff. And whether it's adopting a second dog and your dog doesn't get along and you just try to work it out, and it comes up to a point and all of a sudden it's like, holy hand grenade, Superman, what have we done? You know, and at this time, I'm dealing with this right now. I'm dealing with this right now, and I've done the right thing. I've done the right thing and brought her back to her home where I got her. I did the right thing, but it hurts. And now I'm wondering, is there a way? I mean, is there anything I can do? Because I had to mitigate the situation at the time. Because without mitigating the situation at the time, we would have had a fallout. A bigger fallout. But how do you make sure that the life of that puppy and everybody else concerned has a good life? What do you do? How do you ensure that? And I'm working diligently night and day to try to figure out those answers to those questions. And so far, everybody said that I've done the right thing. I followed through. I made sure. And I drove 10 hours to get her back to where I found her, where I got her, in a safe environment. Not trying to figure out who to give her to and all this stuff. Because you know what? The last thing you want in your life is sadness based on somebody neglecting that dog or doing the wrong thing. And guess what? That's even more painful. And I think some of you have been in that position when you've dated somebody where you had to bring them back home. When you've made decisions and you go, you know what, I don't have these answers. And I know that the only safe place that you can go to is back home for right now. And we'll figure it out. Maybe we can make this work. Maybe we can't. Is it supposed to work? Why is this happening? But I can tell you one thing. Did we think it all the way through? Because I think it's interesting too. You know, after we stop beating ourselves up a little bit, you know, the clarity comes in the beginning. And then the clarity comes later on. Hindsight is 20/20. And you can ask and you can get the opinions of others and you hope and pray that you get the right opinion and you hope and pray that that's the right stroke of genius. But at least you know everybody's safe. At least you know that you've done everything properly to make sure everybody is safe and sound. And when you've done that, there's a little peace of mind. But yet, I think for many of us, we take on a bigger load. We want everybody to be happy and healthy and have a wonderful life experience. But is that up to us to want to control everything? Is that up to us? Do we even have that power? And I guess some things aren't supposed to happen. And you sit there and you question yourself and you go, what if I'd done this? What if I'd done that? God, if I would have just done this, maybe that would have changed everything. And I'm right there right now. So if you're currently in this situation, what if? Well, you know what? You found a friend right here. I'm here with you. But what I found is that it's not helping me. It's kind of making me feel even worse, and it's almost making me feel like a basket case. Because for the most part, you're like me. You have a good beat on things. You got a finger on the pulse of life. You got that instinct. You got that consciousness. And you made one decision, maybe you didn't think through everything, maybe you did, but you let someone else sway you a little bit, and then he got in the middle of it, and you started liking the decision, he's like, you know, that's a good decision, but later on it falls all to pieces, and you hurt. So how do we minimize these situations in the future? Begin with doing your research. On every side of everything, don't just find content that tells you what you want to hear. Look for anybody talking about it, period. And do your research like you're doing a research paper that you cannot get wrong. You can do all the research in the world, too, and you can still screw up. You can do all the research in the world, and you can still have a bad situation. You can do all the research in the world, and you can still want to just, you know, hit your head in the wall. But I know that the more research you do, the more educated you are on the situation, the better your decision will be. You know, the second thing is to always use your head. Don't use that emotion. I mean, emotion's fun and stuff, and it's good, but be careful. Be extremely careful. Because that emotion normally ties us to the past, right? The past of having those good, warm, fuzzy feelings when something was going on in your life, and you kind of want to recreate that lifestyle because it was fun and it was great. In my situation, we had two dogs, and I'm not saying that we won't be having two dogs again and that we can't bring her back in and maybe do some training, but right now, we're at a stalemate. And I remember we kind of were thinking about the past and we were reminiscing, and that's what kind of got us to where we are. We weren't thinking about the current situation we were having with the current breed we had at the time, with the age of the dog that we had. We never thought about that. We kind of just, you know, said, oh, well, this is just like that, and that's the situation before. Well, it wasn't anything like that before. We were dealing with dogs that were a lot older. You know, both of them had been, you know, foster dogs and all those kind of things, you know, shelter dogs. Totally different scenario because they were older shelter dogs. I had rehabilitated one. He rehabilitated the other. We brought them together. It was like, you know, a happy family, but that's not always how it works. And so we took for granted the fact that that wasn't maybe the way it was going to happen. And I'm not saying that it still can't happen, but right now we're at a stalemate. Last but not least is we have to be honest in our intent. What's our intent? And even when we are honest in our intent, we have to sit there and draw the line. Just because we're honest with our intent, is this going to happen? Is this intention going to take place? And is this going to totally work? Even when I'm honest in my intent. So I ask you tonight to just focus on that. Know that you're a good person. You're doing the right thing. But really remember, our choices dictate our future. I believe in you. Live your true life perspective, Zeros. Me, Ashley Bird, will be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.